Let's get rid of the music and let's talk about sport tonight. We are going to have a busy programme tonight. I've actually had a call from Ryan Kelly, who is at a game. I think he's on the phone right now. Let's see. Yes. Let's go to phone lines here and find out where Ryan is. Hi, Ryan.
Hi. Good evening, Russell. All right. That was great.
Yeah. Well, you did see a quick call, didn't you?
I suppose I did, yeah. I've only got myself to blame. I mean, an excellent show so far, by the way. I was listening to Fish and it was queer as... Very queer indeed. Crystal queer indeed. It was really excellent listening in. Tonight, we're down in East Lothian, down at Olive Bank, Musselburgh, for Musselburgh against Armadale Thistle. It's in the mcbookies.com East Super League, and it should be a cracker. There is plenty of goals in both teams. Both teams still have a lot to play for as well. So let's hope that we can get one more entertaining game down here at Musselburgh, between Musselburgh and Armadale, and it's a 7 o'clock kick-off. So if you're listening in on the car or on your radios, why not pop down here and watch a game of football tonight?
What sort of crowd are you expecting down here tonight then, Ryan?
Very difficult, Russell, to predict these things. You've got a great radio show, of course, that maybe people are listening to. You've got Champions League football on ITV tonight. So let's hope that we can just get our regulars to come along. Maybe get a few neutrals, because I don't think there's too many games around in the area. Maybe folk desperate for a game, to watch a game. That's the kind of folk we're looking for. There is, of course, a big game along there at Bo'ness, between Bo'ness and Newton Grange. Almost a league decider in the terms of whoever loses that game can pretty much kiss goodbye to the league. But in East Lothian, not much else to shout about, so let's hope that they can all come down here and watch this match tonight.
What about your team, Musselburgh Athletic? How are they? You missing any strong players for tonight's game?
I'm looking at them warming up. You can usually tell by who's warming up and who's going to be playing, if that makes sense. I don't think I described that very well, but who's actually warming up in 10 players? That's the word I'm looking for. You know, there's some that are usually running by the side of the park. They're usually your long-term injured players. We've got two of them, unfortunately. I'm looking just now. We've got Darren Smith. Doesn't look like he's going to be playing. Graham Beveridge doesn't look like he's going to be playing, and Ollie Russell doesn't look like he's going to be playing either. We've also got long-term lads like Dan Moffat and Kevin McDonald, who are, well, long-term means long-term. They're out for the whole season at least. So that's disappointing for them. But as for the lads that are available tonight, I'm looking. We've still got big Jordan Sheeran playing, Stephen Thompson, who's on a rich vein of form. I think he's got 3 goals in his last 3 games. So players like Jackie Miles, Brian Marin, they're going through their warm-ups, looking to make the difference. We've also got young lads as well, Kyle Doig, who's only 18 or 19-year-old, Jed Davey as well. So there's a mixture of experience and youth here, and we're looking forward with anticipation for yet another game. This now will be our 5th game, I think, in 10 days. Starting to take its toll, Musselburgh have winning the lead in the last 7 games at some point. And, well, we've had a few victories in that, it has to be said. But just 48 hours ago, that's how confusing it gets. Just 48 hours ago at Linlithgow, they took the lead, but lost 2-1. On Saturday, they were 2-0 up against Fennycook, but managed to get a 2-all draw. That's a little bit disrespectful to the opposition, who obviously upped their game in the second half. But you can start to see the matches starting to take their toll, which is a little bit of relief, because after this Saturday, Musselburgh play Bo'ness on Saturday, and then have a full week before their next game so far. So let's hope it stays that way and that these boys can get a little bit of rest and a bit of recovery, because just now it's match after match after match, and that takes it. So, you know, if you're doing a show every single day, it starts to get a day eventually, and you need a little bit of a rest eventually. That's why folk have holidays at work. But we're not getting any holidays down here. It's match after match. So let's see what happens after tonight's match.
Ryan, what time's kick-off?
Kick-off is 7 o'clock, so what are we looking at? Maybe about just under half an hour, it must be by now. Quite a few folk braving the Musselburgh traffic to get here early. So Armadale are already in, they're warming up, wearing their, like, red, all red today for Armadale, and Musselburgh look like they'll be in all blue. So it's the Blues against the Reds down here, 7 o'clock kick-off in the Super League match.
Ryan, can we link up later on with you to the match?
Yeah, of course. Unfortunately, the weather isn't going to be helping us. It may be a bit windy, so I apologise well in advance for anything that comes down the phone, the interference and stuff. I've got Craig Gordon down here as well, so maybe if it's getting a little bit too windy, Craig can maybe hide in a corner and take over from that. Well, maybe not in a corner, they might not be able to see the game. Maybe hide somewhere where there's no wind. That's maybe a better option.
That's true. You can hide behind you and have a look around your, over your shoulder.
Brilliant stuff. I look forward to that. And thanks very much for having me on Talking Sport tonight.
What about a prediction of score tonight?
Oh, as long as it's not 0-0, because I put on my Facebook when the last... Because somebody was talking to me on Monday night, or so I'll be quick. Somebody was talking to me on Monday night. They said, Ryan, when was the last 0-0 that Muscle Water were involved in? So you know what I'm like? Straight into the books, doing my homework to try and figure it out. Well, it's 200-odd games since we've had a 0-0 in general. It's 400 and something since we've had a 0-0 in the league. And it's, would you believe this, 15 years. 15 years when I was just a wee boy was the last time we had a 0-0 in Baller Bank at the league. So as long as it's not a 0-0, as long as we get goals for the fans that are coming along and paying their money at the gates, that's all I can ask for.
Well, Ryan, good luck tonight, and I'll link up with you later on.
15 years, you still can't, it's one of those stats that you go, oh, that can't be right, there must have been a 0-0 before then. But it's not, that has it, 0-0, 15 years ago in the league. I can even remember the game, Edinburgh United at home. I was there, and it was dreadful. But anyway, we've had entertainment since then, so we can't argue.
It was when you laughed, I thought you had stopped talking there, and of course I talked over the top of you, which is really rude, mind you, but...
Oh, you're forgiven.
I've just remembered something, by the way, Ryan. I bet you forgot.
Yeah, no, I've not forgot yet. I'm currently training my vocal cords, if that's what you're going to be asking, and I will, as I promise, I'm a man of my word, I will sing the Moonaborough song, and rightfully so, because we're in the Scottish Junior Cup final, a cracking match to look forward to on the 7th of June. And actually, before we go, I was driving, as you know, I was driving at work the day, and all of a sudden, it just hit me. Bang! We're in the Scottish Junior Cup final! And that's it starting now, so I'll be buzzing for the rest of the month. Fantastic.
We're all having a right laugh here, Ryan. Nobody can believe that you're actually going to sing live on here. Neither can I, but we'll find out. And you know what's best about it? It'll be recorded as well, and everyone can hear about it.
I know, but I'll hopefully try and bribe the other people to come in with me. That would maybe be, put a little bit more respectability on the show. We don't want folk tuning out, of course. But then I don't want to take over your show with my own singing career as well, so it could work both ways. It could be the Ryan Kelly sing-along show between 6 and 8 o'clock instead of Talking Sport, so let's hope it doesn't work against you.
Stop trying to put me off. Yardale, if you can get them in the studio, that would be fantastic. Ryan, I'll speak to you later on.
In the studio, mate, and I look forward to speaking to you later on. Thanks very much, pal. I'll catch you later on.
That's funny. That's just what I said. Speak to you later on. Bye.